This union is possible only because we have reached this supra level of abstract semantics where concepts do coincide. And the expressive success of that union is obviously going to depend on the well-matched compatibility of the semantic components coming together from both the left and the right. In other words, a composer setting words to music seeks those notes which he considers most condign to the semantic values of the words he's setting. Now, these well-matched components, verbal and musical, can be found happily married throughout the history of music, but particularly in the romantic music of the 19th century, when, as we found in an earlier lecture, the great wedding of words and music took place. For instance, a Schubert song like Du bist die Ruhe, which has been on my mind throughout this lecture, I don't know why, is a perfect example. The semantic components of Schubert's incredible melody and those apparently simple harmonies express all the tenderness and serenity of love in fulfillment, exactly as do the words of Rückert. Du bist die Ruhe, der Friede mild, die Sehnsucht du und was sie stillt. And these identical ideas, musical and verbal, not the words and notes, mind you, but the ideas that they evoke, can be shown to combine in perfect consummation and might be visualized thus. And it is here that the essences of Schubert's song exist as pure abstract being, to use a Platonic term, the pure idea of love, stillness, longing, and fulfillment. Notice that the meeting place of these two supra levels is represented by a circle. And by that perfect O, I don't mean to get into metaphysical charts of the airport bookshop type, but I am constrained to, if I want to be clear. By that perfect O, I mean to suggest a unity, which is also an infinity, a realm within which all our responses to art can converge. It's the meeting place of our innate and our conditioned responses on the highest plane, both in terms of thought and of emotion, so that our circle up there is also the realm of pure affect, by which I mean love in conjunction with its opposite, death. All other affective responses are derived from this single antithesis. And I suppose that was the supreme metaphor that Wagner was seeking in Isolde's Liebestod, the love death in Tristan, the ultimate synthesis of these two primal forces.